right, and we're back once again with the Lakers Fast Break podcast. It's Gerald Glassford from Lakers Fast Break, Inside Sports Fantasy Football, and Pop Culture Cosmos. Thank you so much for being a part of today's program. And he's back again, one of the three great guys from Voice from the Underground. You got to check out his awesome show where they talk pop culture, politics, cigars, and a whole lot more. Be part of the conversation today at Voice from the Underground, the podcast on Podbean and every single major podcast outlet. It is my good friend and a very happy man indeed after watching three straight Lakers wins. It is Mr. TJ Johnson. What's up, my friend?
Oh, I'm living the good life, as Kanye would put it. Lakers won three games in a row. So we're now 3-1 going to our game against Dallas. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about my life. Pretty good about my life. How you doing?
Well, Kanye also says a lot of other things, but we won't go there.
Very true.
If Jason Dutch was on this show, like he was doing on my Inside Sports Fantasy Football show, I mean, he'll take a left turn on a tangent row and just, right there for you. And 40 minutes later, you'll be on some, you'll be trying to come back into the conversation. But I'm doing well, my friend. I'm doing well. I'm just so happy to see the Lakers in a better place than last time we spoke. There's been a lot of great things that we've seen so far, some things that obviously need working. Hopefully everybody's gotten a chance to listen to my conversation recently with Laker Tom in regards to what they need to work on with their offense, some things they need to shore up on their defense, their first half focus, things of that nature. Kyle Kuzma's coming back, so that's some great news. I mean, over the weekend, get him integrated into the system. We'd love to see that. Love to see what he can do for the LA Lakers at this point in time. But with you, my friend, I thought I'd touch on some couple major subjects, both with the Lakers and the NBA. And for today's show, I'm going to start off with Mr. AD himself, Anthony Davis, who, especially after the last game, is looking really good. Kind of concerned about the shoulder, as I spoke to Laker Tom about, because that's something of great interest to me, because we've seen this before with him, with these nicks, these injuries, these little just things that keep him down for a game in, game out, five games here, seven games there. Just we've seen this over and over again. But tell you what, when he gets out on the court and we see what he does, because he had that awesome 20-rebound game against Memphis. We've seen him perform at a great level so far this season. Is this type of performance and this type of start, could that boost him into a situation where he gets to the head of the line when it comes to the MVP and the MVP conversation?
You know, I'd agree with you for the first part that you mentioned in regards to his shoulder. That was the one caveat I thought about bringing Anthony Davis on, is that he's just someone who has in the past shown himself to not always be able to remain healthy. He just can't seem to stay playing a full season. We knew, again, Laker fans knew, that this rental, if you will, was going to be very, very, very dependent on the Lakers being able to ingratiate him into the system. And because of these injuries that have popped up, it's caused some red flags to pop up and be like, hey, all right, now this is what he's done this a couple times. This isn't the first time he's done it. It's his shoulder, it's a shooting shoulder. But if you go out and drop 40 points on your shooting shoulder being sore, I mean, are we really upset about this right now? I think because it's so early in the season, we don't need to hit the panic button quite yet. And obviously, again, he dropped 40 points with that bum shoulder in 30 minutes.
26 out of 27 on the free throw line.
Yeah, so, I mean, he did pretty good. If that's him with a bum shoulder, then we need to see him with a healthy shoulder on a consistent basis. But because it's so early in the season, I don't think I'm worried yet. This is probably the time where I would be more apt to rest him and allow that shoulder to just heal up. Right now, you've got a healthy LeBron. You've got a healthy Kyle Kuzma getting ready to come back to the lineup. So I think this would be the point in time where it's like, okay, hey, you know what? We can take this kind of slow. We can take this kind of easy. We're in the very, very beginning. The season is very young. So we don't need to push Anthony Davis right now. So final thoughts on Anthony Davis. I think we need to be very careful when we talk about things like load management. I know we mentioned Kawhi Leonard getting load management within the first week of the NBA season, second week of the NBA season. I know Kobe Bryant somewhere is just rolling his eyes in the back of his head talking about, I can't believe these guys are talking load management. the truth of the matter is that's the kind of the way the NBA is going. So if we're concerned about his shoulder, then we might want to consider shutting him down for a game or two, allow himself to heal up, especially integrating Kyle Kuzma back into the lineup. It would be beneficial to give his shoulder a chance to rest and to let Kyle Kuzma kind of come in and get some reps. And you still got a healthy LeBron James. You have a healthy rest of the lineup. So you still got some good help in that regard. And if you want to kind of look towards the future, then yeah, you might want to consider resting Anthony Davis. I just, as a Kobe Bryant fan, as a LA Laker fan, I just have a hard time allowing myself to say things like that. Kobe Bryant was never, that's not Kobe. So yes, Anthony Davis, if you got a bum shoulder, go ahead and get a little rest. It's a long season. We got time.
Well, the only reason I say that is because it can accrue more injuries. So come playoff time, you might not even have a 80% Anthony Davis. So that's the only reason why I'm saying. But still, I think he's gotten off to a great start. MVP now, he's right at there at the top of the list. And just things are looking good right now for the Lakers as they head out on the three-game road trip. I'm looking for a good three games. I'm still thinking they'll go 2-1. I think that would be very understandable if that's the case. Laker Tom at LakerHolics.net, he likes the 3-0. Great spirit on his part. What do you think as far as this road trip is concerned? Do you see any stumbling blocks? What do you think they're going to do overall this weekend?
Well, I think so. They've got their first game up against Dallas, and you got San Antonio, and they end in Chicago. I definitely see two out of those three as for sure wins, with the only caveat coming with Dallas has got some firepower. Luka is playing out of his mind. Kristaps Porzingis is Kristaps Porzingis. So these boys know how to play, and they're playing pretty well together thus far. So you hate to count out San Antonio as well, but just San Antonio is just not what they used to be. They don't have the talent right now. They don't have the firepower. They've got a great head coach in Popovich, but the truth is players are playing, and they're just not right there anymore. And they've had such a long run for such a long time. They're allowed a little bit of a lull. They're not a 6-7 year playoff missing team right now. So if I had to make a pick, I'd say we're 2-1 as well, but I could easily see us going 3. I can easily see us going 3-0 in this run.
All depends. I said the slip up will come in San Antonio. I just think it does. San Antonio. Pop has some like mystified, I think, when it comes to purple and gold, but yeah. You know, that's just my feeling on that. I think if that's the case and they go 3-0, I really think people need to take notice as of that point. And just there was the issue against the Clippers. It may not be a great matchup for them now. But if they go ahead and they come out of the trip 3-0, then really people need to take notice of them as a powerhouse in the NBA. And we could be off to a really great start if that's the case. And they come back to LA a week from Friday and are sporting a gaudy 5-2, 6-1 record. That could really be something special for the Lakers. So something good to look about, something good to talk about when it comes to the Lakers. So far, crystal clear, just letting you know. Amen. We're signaling the ref for a quick timeout, but we'll be back with more of the Lakers Fast Break podcast. Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
I see the potential for basically like another Netflix kind of paradigm shift where here comes this other major player. They have a ton of resources. Apple could change the way that entertainment is consumed.
They say it's the only time this year that you'll have stars from each brand battling each other. And we know it's not going to be the case, but they like to say that, and more power to them, I guess.
Well, it's a big first step, bringing all those superheroes together. There were definitely some parts of the movie that I really enjoyed. And then there were some parts that I thought just kind of fell short of expectation.
Part of it has to be something to do with how it's being promoted. And this is a thing where audiences do not agree with critics.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse, every week on Apple Podcasts.
And over a dozen of your favorite streaming and podcasting options. Last thing before we head on out, my friend, and that is, I'm going to think of some type of game show music as we're talking about this right now. So I'll have some type of game show music coming out the background, hopefully. Hopefully it's public domain somewhere. But anyways, we're going to call it Pretender or Contender. We've got some teams that are already standing out right now in the NBA. Some of them are very surprising. Some of them are not. So I'm going to ask you about some teams in both the Eastern and Western Conference and your quick thoughts on whether or not they're a pretender or a contender. First one I'm going to talk about at the time we're recording is the Phoenix Suns. And remember, before you say anything on them, the Phoenix Suns are 2 points away, literally 2 points away from being 4-0. And the two losses by 1 point each are against Denver and Utah, teams that I picked to go 1-2 in the West.
Okay. All right. I got to say, I just don't see them sustaining this. I don't see it. I have to say pretender. And it's not a knock against anything Devin Booker is doing, because he's just, he's out of his mind right now. He's out of his mind. I just don't see them having the longevity. I don't see them having the legs to last an entire 82-game season at this level. Right now, they're playing like a team possessed, which is an awesome thing to see, because at the beginning of the season, every team has optimism. And it really is a great thing to see. The beginning of basketball and right around playoff time is the best time to watch basketball, as far as I'm concerned, because you got all the optimism, and then when you come to playoff times, you have the teams that are really diving in, trying to make that last playoff push. That's some really, really good basketball. So, pretender.
Let's go with now, in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers at 2-2. Amazingly enough, as we speak.
They don't have legs either. I love Kevin Love. I actually picked him up on my fantasy team.
As did I. Well, actually, I drafted him, but I just picked up Tristan Thompson, who's gone insane. Maybe it's leaving the Kardashians thing. I don't know. Maybe just his play improved.
It's something about when you get away from a Kardashian. Just go ask Reggie Bush. Go ask who's the Chris Humphries.
Well, not LeVar Odom. That kind of went down.
Well, yeah, but the problem is he got with a Kardashian in the first place. You got to stay away from those girls. Kim, don't come. Don't at me, Kim. Anyways, no, bro, that's a pretender. They've got no legs. It's great to see Kevin Love, but he's another one like Anthony Davis who just can't seem to stay on the court for a long period of time. Tristan Thompson, yes, he's playing out of his mind right now, but he's going to have a bunch of babies to take care of. So you need your paycheck, bro. So you need to play out your mind right now.
Off the top of my head, he's playing like it's a contract season.
That's what I'm saying. He needs. That's why I said it. He needs that money.
Pretender or contender at 3-1, the Dallas Mavericks.
Contender. I think these guys, especially, I'm hearing rumors that they're looking to pick up Chris Paul. So if you compare Chris Paul with a Luka and a Kristaps, you've got yourself a nice three players that, you know, right now most teams are just playing with duos. So you add a third player to that mix now, and Chris Paul. And granted, we know Chris Paul is on the wrong side of 30. He's sitting at 34, and his 2K rating is going down dramatically. But he's still a serviceable point guard, to say the least. So I think that if they can pull off that type of trade as well, that's going to be a team to be reckoned with going forward. So right now, because of the way that they're playing with just Kristaps and Luka, I've got to give them some contender status, man. They're playing like they want something.
Pretender or contender, let's go with the Miami Heat at 3-1.
Pretender. Look, I've got no love lost for the Miami Heat. I was never a Pat Riley fan, except when he was with the Purple and Gold. Anytime he went away from Purple and Gold, I just didn't like him. He's just too arrogant for me. But when he was Purple and Gold, I was okay with that. So I might be a little biased. And I do like Jimmy Butler. I do like Jimmy. But no, again, you don't have the legs. You get into the playoff pictures. Who's gonna match up against Milwaukee? Nobody on that team's gonna match up against Milwaukee. Nobody on that team's gonna match up against Toronto. Pretend.
Last one for you. They're 3-1 as well, because they just lost the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Contender. I think those guys can actually make some noise going into this playoff hunt. Now, are we talking like super contender, like getting out the Western Conference? Eh, I don't know about all that. But as far as actual playoff contention, yeah, these guys are going to make the playoffs. They're going to make some noise in the playoffs. I definitely see, especially, you know, Carl Anthony Towns, he got a little chip on his shoulder now. He got into that little scrap with Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons was in there, which I'm upset about because he's on my fantasy team. But I can see those guys actually making some noise in the playoffs, man. I really can. I'm excited for Minnesota. I'm excited for that franchise. I can see the next. I can see the next room in this.
I know what you're going to say on this one. Pretender, contender, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Ah, these guys are championship all the way. What you talking about, man? It's not even close. We ain't got to have that conversation, bro.
Right now, they have a differential at 11.8. So right there, that tells you they're off to a great start. 3-1, heading on to a three-game road trip. Thank you for sticking with me, TJ, on this episode. I want to ask you, you guys celebrated your 2-year anniversary at Voice from the Underground, as Jason Dutch has, you know, he did remind me on more than one occasion on our last taping together for Inside Sports Fantasy Football. Mm-hmm. But you're a part of it with the Voice from the Underground, and what's meant to you over the past 2 years?
Goodness gracious. Yeah, you don't have me get all emotional on my soapbox. I was supposed to say the soapbox for Voice from the Underground, man.
And for Jason.
And for Jason. You know, what's funny is that I had audio problems getting onto that show as well. So I wasn't part of that show, unfortunately. But what I can say is that for these last 2 years, I don't think any of us were really expecting where we were or where we are currently. And that's not to say that we've made it by any stretch of the imagination. We're still trying to get up to pop culture cosmos status. But what I can say is that when we started this out, we were frustrated. You know, we felt like the country was, you know, going the hell in a handbag, if you would. Just the direction of the country, the leadership, obviously electing the president that we elected. You know, we wanted to make some sense from all the things that were going on. And so that's how we got the idea of coming up with Voice of the Underground. I was fresh out of media school, so he had seen me do my radio show and thought it'd be a great fit, and it has been. But we started off as this political, sociological, socioeconomically driven talk platform because we wanted to affect positive change. And a lot of times people just need to be able to be open to a conversation. Fast forward a little bit, and you know, we kind of evolve, and we kind of start incorporating more pop culture, start incorporating more sports, more funny, more laughs, more cigars, more things of that nature. And we kind of became this hybrid of entertainment, of soapbox talking. And the bottom line is, it's been therapeutic. You know, it's been therapeutic to be able to be on these airwaves and you have great guests like yourself come on. And
Yeah, right, sure.
and the Jock and Nerd guys, and just everybody that's been a part of that ride with us at Voice from the Underground, the podcast. It's just been awesome to make those connections, because you realize that while it's not competition. Like, it's competition because we all want to be, you know, we all want to be really good at what we do. But it's not competition, because if I can help you, I will. If you can help us, you will. Does that make sense? Like, it's absolutely the weirdest. It's the weirdest dynamic to have. Like,
well, when you're talking about podcasts and shows that are not, you know, streamed 1 million times, that are not streamed several hundred thousand times, they're not streamed even 50 to 100,000 times. When you've got these independent podcasts that are fighting for listeners like we are each and every day, it's so much easier when you work with each other instead of against each other. And hopefully from that, we can work together to build a larger audience. And hopefully we can all get to that status of the Mark Marone, the Joe Rogans, anything of that nature. So that's something I hopefully look forward to. I do want to tell everybody out there that is listening, the ways to get a hold of us. If you have a question for TJ Johnson, it's either at VFU Pod on Twitter, or for us, it's at Pop Culture Cosmo, or at Lakers Fast Break on Twitter. Oh, and also as well, LakersFastBreak@yahoo.com if you have any questions. And of course, you can also catch our show now, because we just added a lot more outlets. Not only do you have Spotify, not only do you have Anchor, not only do you have Stitcher, but you can also find us now on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Apple Podcasts and you listen to us, please give us that 5-star review. Helps us get up the food chain. The more 5-star reviews we have, the better off our show gets, the larger audience that we get to. So please help us out on that. Also, the great app that I use, which is Bullhorn. If you get a chance, check out Bullhorn. It's an awesome app. And I'll tell you what, it's just so great to use each and every time for all my podcasts. Subscribe to us on YouTube as well. We're also going to be opening up a Lakers Fast Break specific YouTube channel as well. So just cannot thank you enough for supporting us. You seeing how I'm trying to matriculate that into a commercial type thing for that? So before you really go zonk out on me, my friend TJ, do you have any last thoughts on the way out?
Hey man, I love LA, bro. That's all I got.
TJ, I just cannot thank you enough for being a part of it. For one different podcast, I will say it's one of the most different, I shall say, for one reason or another, but I cannot thank you enough for being part of it. And everybody out there, catch us next week for more great episodes right here on the Lakers Fast Break Podcast.